All morning long, we are celebrating Steve Harvey's 65th birthday. So, Steve, on this King holiday, what does the legacy of Dr. King mean to you? How do you feel about what we're going through as a nation right now, the systemic racism, social injustices? Why is voting so important?
I mean, well, for all of us, you know, our people bled and died for the right for us to be able to vote. And for us not to vote is a complete travesty. And we have to pay tribute to the people before us in the civil rights movement. You know, I can't even just go down the list of names of people who stood for us to have rights. You know, even at lunch counters, you know, we had our different water fountains. We had different bathrooms. It was so different. And even though we have these things now, we still have to keep the fight up because there's a fight to make America great again. And their version of a great America is not the America of today. They want to make America something that it used to be. And for us, I can't think of a period in the past where it was better for us. So we've got to get out there to vote to make sure that those people in the minority cannot rule us who are in the majority. And you know, Dr. Martin Luther King was all about the peaceful movement and everything. And nonviolent protest. We still have to continue that. But the key is protest. We still have to protest. We still got to kneel at football games. We still got to march in front of police stations. We still have to walk for Black Lives Matter. The fact that we've been here these hundreds of years and we're still marching and asking for equal treatment, it's really alarming. It's really alarming. And the question just keeps beckoning to me, who are these people who are dead set on making sure we are never equal? And I can only just say that racism is alive and well in this country. And it reared its ugly head up even more 4 years ago. And so we've got to make a concerted effort. We've already proven that our vote changes things. In the last election, it was us who changed the election. And they know it. So now it is us who they are trying to suppress the vote in. It is us.
Clearly.
Trust
Steve,
me.
Clearly.
Because
yes.
They saw that it was us who made the difference in Wisconsin, in Detroit, in Philly, in Georgia, in Arizona. It was us. And now they're trying to make sure us don't influence the election again. But we're not going to do that. We're voting from now on. You have awakened the sleeping giant.
Please go to whenweallvote.org to get information on voter registration. The midterm elections are coming up this year.
Yes.
Also coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we're going to check Steve's voicemail birthday shout-outs right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.